Tuesday the 1st of September, Yud Beis Elul, Rabbi David Konik, what the Mitzvah Bikurim comes to teach us.
Good morning everyone. This week's parasha starts off, talks about the Mitzvah of Bikurim. And we find a few interesting ha'oras on this Mitzvah. First of all, we all know the parasha Bereishis, the pasuk says Bereishis Bara Elikim, Rashi says B'shil Reishis Nivra Olam. Because of Reishis, the Medrash brings down, the world was created. And the Medrash says three different pshatim in the word Reishis. One of them is Torah, that the world was created for Torah. One of them was Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. And the third one says Rashi is Bikurim. Because of the mitzvah of Bikurim, the world was created. Which at first looks very strange. What's so great about the mitzvah of Bikurim that the whole world was created for this mitzvah? Furthermore, the Moshav Skedim in the parasha, he says, he asks the question, the previous parasha, parasha's Kitzeta, the end of the parasha talks about the Mechias Amalek. And the Moshav Skedim quotes that just like by Amalek it mentions the word Reishis, so by Bikurim it also says the word Reishis. Says the Moshav Skenim, Bar Reishis Bikurim Ula Abed Reishis Amalek. In other words, how do we Ma'abed destroy what Amalek represented with the mitzvah of Bikurim? So Lechor, we have to understand another point that we see, that this mitzvah Bikurim is so important that it teaches us to be ma'abed, to destroy what Amalek represented. Thirdly, if one looks in the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings down how they brought the Bikurim. Kate said, Malin Mesa Bikurim, the Rambam says, Kol Arioras Shebemaimid Miskansen Le'iroi, all the cities came into one city, and the people who were bringing the Bikurim came into the city and they couldn't sleep in their houses because they were scared they would become Tomei. And Asher went in front of them, Metzupah Zov, covered with gold, and Acholil Maklifneim, the fruits, a tremendous ceremony of how they brought the Bikurim. So from all these riots, the Horah, we see that the Mitzvah's Bikurim must be very special. As we said, we started Bishvil Nikra, Bishvil Reishis, Nivra Olam, Bishvil Bikurim. Also, in Halacha, we also find something special about Bikurim. Targum Yonason on the Pasuk by Bikurim brings down V'ta'atron, V'salya, V'tzina, Kurya, U'lahadeh Samitzvah. The Targum Yonason explains that there was a special way how they used to bring the Bikurim, how they put the Bikurim in the baskets covered with gold. In other words, there was a special inyan to be mahadeh to glorify this mitzvah. Now, Lechor, we know that every mitzvah, a lot of mitzvahs, if we take the moshul, the mitzvah of sukkah, we also know a person is supposed to decorate the sukkah with decorations. A person talis noah, a person is supposed to buy a beautiful talis. Different mitzvahs where we find that a person is supposed to be mahadeh. Yet nowhere is it brought down, the Targum Yonason, for example, when he brings down all the other mitzvahs, he never mentions this inyan of being mahadeh. Only specifically by Bikurim do we find that there's a mitzvah specifically to be mahadeh. Why is it that by Bikurim, in Halacha even, it's brought down that a person is supposed to be mahadeh? The Emes, we'll soon see, there's a nafkamina in Halacha, or in the logic of the Halacha. There's a very famous briskerov, it's a bit of a side point, but nevertheless we'll mention it, there's a very famous briskerov that there's two different types of hidur mitzvah. If we'll take, for example, the mitzvah of lulav, Rashi, other Rishonim disagree, but Rashi says, if a person has a yovish, a dry lulav, says Rashi, it's possible. We know, a yovish is possible, the Mishnah says. Says Rashi, why? Why is it possible? Shittas Rashi and Sukkah Lulav Agozel is Mishum Hoda, because it's not Mahuda. So it's possible because of Muhuda. We learn it from the Pasuk Zed Keli Van Veyu. Shittas Rashi. Says the Brisker Rav, we see from this, as far as the Lulav is concerned, that a Hidur is not, it's not a din separate than the mitzvah. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Lulav. If, for example, Hidur would be, let's say, for example, if we take Sukkah, so a person is supposed to sit in a Sukkah which is decorated nicely. But no one will tell you that if the Sukkah is not decorated, then a person hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Yeshiva Sukkah is sitting in a Sukkah, that's the mitzvah. Yes, it's a nice thing to do, a general rule in all mitzvahs, that a person should decorate the Sukkah, a person should buy a nice talis. But it's not a din, it's not in part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sukkah itself. Masha Enkein, says the Brisker Rav, by lulav, we see that if a person doesn't have, a person has a dry lulav, it's a psul in the actual mitzvah. Because part and parcel of the mitzvah of lulav is to be mehudar. So in other words, says the Brisker Rav, there's two types of hidur. There's one type of hidur which specifically speaks to the actual mitzvah. And there are some cases that if a person is not mehudar the mitzvah, it's possible. There are other, there's another type of hidur, says the Brisker Rav. What's that type of hidur? A general way the mitzvah itself is done, let's take sukkah. A person sits in a sukkah. A person wears tzitzis. If a person has dalet kamfas, he puts on, he has to wear tzitzis. That's the mitzvah. Now there's a separate halacha, a separate point. Just like, for example, a person does a mitzvah with the right hand. So who I did over here, there's a separate point that a person should glorify all mitzvahs generally. So therefore, a person will buy a nice talis, a person will decorate the sukkah, but it has no ramification on the mitzvah itself. Maybe we could say that by Bikurim, the reason why the Targum Yonason mentions the Hidur on this mitzvah, because he wants to tell us, and he doesn't mention it by Sukkah, for example, and other cases, is because he wants to explain to us that the Hidur mitzvah by Bikurim is part and parcel of the mitzvah's Bikurim. It's not something separate which is on the person, that a person has to beautify all mitzvahs. No, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to bring it in a beautiful basket, etc., etc. So we see, in other words, there's a nafkamina, a ramification in the halacha itself, and how a person and why a person has to be mahadah the mitzvah. But the question which we asked previously still remains even stronger. Why is it that the mitzvah of Bikurim is so special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can say Bishvul Zeh Nivra Olam, the Rambam brings the most ceremony, in the Hidur mitzvah there's a nafkamina, a person has to be mahadah the mitzvah, and it becomes a chelek of the mitzvah. And I'm going to say maybe one answer and add, in addition, say something else as well. The Anshich brings down that what does exemplify? What is the mitzvah of Bikurim? What are we showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Anshich, HaKoros HaToiv. We're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we bring the first fruits, when we bring Bikurim. So we're showing, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for enabling us to have a harvest, etc., etc. So in other words, the middah, the middah of Bikurim is the middah, says the Alshach of HaKoros HaToiv. So still, we can still ask, you know, we're all taught, we all know, it's very important that we thank. If someone gives you something, it's very important to say thank you, and it's very important to share HaKoros HaToiv. But nevertheless, to the extent that Bishvul Zeh Nivra Olam seems a bit far-fetched, as it were. If I would ask you which one mitzvah is from the Bikurim would be from the top 10 mitzvahs, I don't know if that would be the case if I would answer like that. In other words, even though, yes, it's a very good thing, we're all taught that Acheret, we have to be Makir Toiv, someone does something for you, of course there's an inyan of being HaKoros HaToiv. But nevertheless, to such an extent, it's a bit difficult. However, I once heard Hashem Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, the Chatzadik Livracha, unbelievable Yisoid in what is HaKoros HaToiv. And he said the following. In this week's parasha, actually, later on, The parasha mentions Va'alachta b'drachov. There's a chiyuv on every person that a person has to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person has to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, Now who? Rachum Mechanon, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum Mechanon, shows chesed. So too, we also have to. In other words, a person has to act. It's difficult to understand exactly how, but we have to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, it seems very difficult. If we think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving. We, on the other hand, are constantly taking. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us nothing. Everything we have, and all the mitzvahs which we do, is constantly that we're giving, that we're taking, we're not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we fulfill mitzvahs, we're doing it for ourselves, not for Him. We owe Him nothing. He's constantly giving, and we are constantly taking. That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we think about it, of course, in the world, the way it's created, there are those who give and those who take. But nevertheless, if we think about how we, when a person's born, he's also constantly taking. Can't do anything for himself. So how is it possible, says Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, how is it possible to exemplify the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it possible to fulfill the Olachta Bidrochov? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner the following. When a person is Maki Tov, yes, a person has to take. There are times when everyone has to take. But if a person is Maki Tov, what in actual fact he now focuses more on the fact that he's thanking the person rather than the receiving, he actually comes a giver rather than a taker. In other words, the midah of Akaras HaToiv, says Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, when a person thanks someone, or a person shows appreciation for what, when he receives something, he actually turns about in the fact that now he's not considered that he is taking only, but he's also giving. So in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner explains that when a person is makir toif, a person that enables a person to now become and be able to fulfill this nukuda of Olachta Bedrochov. Whereas it would seem impossible that a person can be called giving, but if a person shows that Korosh HaTov, then in actual fact, it's maybe to understand that he now becomes a giver, maybe is difficult, but our component that he's called a taker, that not. So in other words, the Rabbi Yitzchak explains that the mitzvah of Bikurim, in actual fact, which exemplifies this point of HaKadosh HaToiv, what it actually does is, it tells us that now we become from a taker to a giver, and therefore we can fulfill the mitzvah of Olachta Bedrochov. And that's maybe how we can understand why this mitzvah of Bikurim is an actual fact so important. Further, the Sfas Emes explains in addition to this the following. He says that there was Avtocha, we know, after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach, that there will never be a Mabul. There will never be a flood. But the Siporna brings down something which is interesting, that the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not just correct, there wouldn't be a Mabul, but something, this is the Shita Siporna, could be those who argue, something happened after the Mabul, which was not before. Says the Siporna, what was that? Before the Mabul, says the Siporna, everything worked. There weren't different climates, and there wasn't a time of harvest, and a time of reaping, and a time of planting. It was all the same. The whole year was one climate. One could have planted, and one could have harvested in the same time. That was before the Mabul. After the Mabul, says the Siporna, he brings down Oid Kolimei Oretz, Zera, the Kotzir, there was a time to plant and a time to harvest, the Kar, the Choim, where there was cold climates, hot, Kayetz, the Choreth, That was only after the Mabul. In other words, after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as such that now there were different seasons, different climates, and therefore obviously different ways and different times of planting. And the question, of course, which the Sfas-Emes asks is, why was that the case? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresee that after the Mabul, now it changed? Beforehand, it was all one climate, and all one harvest, everything was the same, the vegetation happened at the same time, and afterwards it was different. Says the Sfas-Emes the following, and maybe with this we can understand more the mitzvah of Bikurim. Says the Sfas-Emes the following. He says that before the Mabul, one of the things which they fell was because they were over in Avodah Zorah. Why was it so easy to be over in Avodah Zorah? Says the Sfas-Emes, because when a person, when things are routine, when things, nothing changes, and we live in a time, in a thing where there's no change, then a person gets lulled into the idea that maybe there's no one creating anything over here. Maybe everything comes, a person can think, as for Shalom, that maybe we don't, maybe there isn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu here. Says the Sfas-Emes, that in actual fact what happened at the time before the Mabul. Since, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there wasn't, says the Sfas-Emes, since there wasn't any change in the climate or the vegetation, so people couldn't see the Yad Hashem so strong. So therefore, it caused them to be over in Avodah Zorah slowly but surely. Mimela, says the Sipora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Mabul, realized that we have to change. And we have to be constantly living in a matzav where the climate changes, the vegetation set changes, everything changes, in order that a person realizes that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu over here. Says the Sfas-Emes, if we think about it, at a deeper level, the Bikurim bring out this Nikuda. Because when a person finally, after all his work, finally realizes that now it's this man, when he harvests the fields, says the Sfas-Emes, then this shows him that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He cannot control, a person can't control when to harvest as a zman. And who causes that zman must be someone from above, must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvah of Bikurim, in other words, says the Sfas-Emes, shows us, so before we were saying in Mahalat, in other words, that the Bikurim is HaKadosh HaTov, like we said, and the importance of HaKadosh HaTov was the fact that a person who's Makir Tov, right, he now becomes, that he's not taken, not considered a taken the whole time. That's one pshat. The Sfas-Emes is saying on a deeper level that the mitzvah of Bikurim in actual fact shows us, just like we see from after the Mabul, that the things were, that people couldn't be lulled into the idea that everything is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's Koich HaVeitzim Yodi. What now happened after the Mabul was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it so, to such an extent that now, we now know and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and not us. So another Nakuda which Bikurim brings out, in other words, is the fact that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We mentioned previously, Be'emes, that the Moshe V'Sukenim says that one of the things that's Bikurim, that the Amalek is called Rashis, and Bikurim is called Rashis. And the Moshe V'Sukenim mentions Baal there, V'Ya'abed, Baal, Rashis, Bikurim, V'Ya'abed, Rashis, Amalek. So one of the things mentioned by Amalek was the Gaiva which they had. The fact that they had the push and shove, that they were the first ones to go and be laid in Kali Sol. So it could be that Har Gufa, what does it mean that Bar Bikurim and Ma'abad Amalek, the pshat is that Bikurim shows us, according to what we're saying now, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bikurim doesn't allow us to think, in other words, that it's us who's doing everything. It shows us that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And of course, that also that will give us the point of the middle of Anova, automatically. When a person realizes that he himself is not in control, that something is controlling the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, then a person has Midas Anova. So that's the Nakuda, the Pshat is Bozev, your Abbot, Midas Amalek, because Amalek had the middle of Gaiva, felt that Koich HaMetziyodim, everything they can do themselves. Whereas the middle of the Bikurim, sorry, teaches us the middle of Anova, that a person should be, can be humble and doesn't have to be, doesn't have to show Gaiva. Just to finish one point, we mentioned, I don't want to, people to make a mistake, we mentioned that there was two dinim in the mitzvah of hiddur. One is the mitzvah on the, as we mentioned, lulav, for example. A person brings a lulav, and it's not, it's yovish, that it's a halacha, is it's posel. Because since it's not hadur, as she says, so we see hiddur is a psul. So we said that the mitzvah of bikurim is also the mitzvah of hiddur, is in the chetz of the mitzvah. Doesn't mean to say, however, that if a person brought bikurim, that if a person brings bikurim without being mahadur, that it's no good. Right? The reason for that is because the bringing of the bikurim, well, the Targum Yonason, when he mentions this inyan of hiddur, he mentions it on the posuk which discusses the bringing of the bikurim. The whole bringing of the bikurim in regular mitzvah, let's say for truma, for example, there was no mitzvah in the havoy bringing. The mitzvah is to give to a kohen. There was no procession, there was no ceremony. Right? The whole mitzvah was to actually give from yourself to the kohen. That was by truma and other mitzvahs. By bikurim, the echelik of the mitzvah is also the bringing. The bringing of the bikurim is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And this Targum Yonason which we mentioned is actually going on the bringing of the bikurim. But although the bringing of the bikurim is also how they used to bring it, was also part and parcel of the mitzvah, it wasn't likuva. Right? One could just give it to the kohen without the whole procession. Therefore, avada, one shouldn't make a mistake and think that if a person wasn't mahadah in the mitzvah of bringing the bikurim, it's possible. I think something is only possible if it's leikuva. If, for example, a person has to bring a lulav, if it's yovish, it's possible because that is leikuva. A person has to bring a lulav. That's the chelik of the netilas lulav. That's the mitzvah. But over here, although part of the mitzvah was the bringing of the bikurim, but nevertheless, it's not leikuva. Wasn't the act of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, we still mentioned that the hiddur mitzvah is in part and parcel of the mitzvah. And this is true, I've mentioned this before, that if we look at the nafka minna between sukkah and bikurim, you'll see a difference in the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah of bikurim says, ketzad ma'alines ha-bikurim. How did they bring the bikurim? And the Mishnah is tell us the rich people used to bring it, the klossus, baskets of gold and silver, and the aniyim used to bring it in the best way they were possible. But the lashon of the Mishnah is ketzad man, and how was it brought? If we look in the Tosefta in Sukkah, the Mishnah doesn't say ketzad manim ha. The Mishnah says as following: if a person puts decorations on a sukkah, if a person hangs up decorations on the sukkah, the halacha is it's also it's forbidden to have hanor. Person, when you put decorations on the sukkah, you're not allowed to have an off on those decorations. In other words, you can't use them for something else, the whole of sukkahs. But it doesn't say how does a person make a sukkah, or how a sukkah has to be. Why does it change the lashon? The answer, the fee, the voreno, what we mentioned, was very simple. It's because the mitzvah of hiddur, by bikurim, as we said, was the fact that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's a chelek of the mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah says, ketzad ma'alines ha-bikurim, how did we bring the bikurim? Because being mahadur in the mitzvah, putting it in a gold basket, making it beautiful, is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. Whereas by sukkah, it's not part and parcel. The mitzvah is sitting in a sukkah. It makes no difference in that mitzvah, in sitting, whether it's a beautiful sukkah or not a beautiful sukkah. As we know, there's many different types of sukkahs, and you can be yotzei the mitzvah perfectly well in one of these canvas ones, right? Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah in general, a general rule on a person, not specifically in any specific mitzvah. There's a general rule that every mitzvah a person does, she should do it in a beautiful way. That's true. But it has no ramifications, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't use this expression of ketzad mali. But again, as we said, the mitzvah of Bikurim teaches us two things. Number one, Akaras HaTorif, which we said the importance was the fact that a person now switches and is not such a taker, and therefore can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, can be Mekayim the Chiyuv V'Halachta Bidrachov, number one. And number two, it also teaches us that we're not in control, as after the Mabul, just like we mentioned, there was different climates. We're not in control. There's a Zmanakotzir, there's a time of harvesting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Yeah.